You guys, it's Monday. I'm back. Happy New Year. Oh my gosh, it has been a long time since we have been together. I want to say it's been 3 weeks since I've done a Monday morning podcast, and I'm so excited to be back. I have absolutely no clue what I'm going to be talking about. Surprise. But I'm just going to drive and chit chat and let's catch up. And I want to kind of talk about what I talked about on my Insta story today, which is balance and having my comments off and all of those things that have brought me so much closer to my goals. And I want to talk through my process of why I did these things. And maybe, just maybe, it's going to help you in your life, in your journey some way. Remember, when I podcast, it's just me talking my way through my journey. If it works for you, that's great. I'm not telling you how to live your life. There's nothing in the world I hate more than somebody trying to impose their crap onto me. So I just want you to hear my process, and maybe it'll help you iron out your process so well. So here we go. Yay, I'm so excited to be back. Okay, here we go. Okay. I'm calming down. I just got home. If you don't follow my Insta stories or my YouTube channel, I've been on the road. I've had a 5-day break in between, but basically been on the road for 6 or 8 weeks, chasing a goal of being in the top 4 of the WPRA tour. Now I find out tomorrow where I am in the point standings, but there's 3 more rodeos left. Technically 4 more rodeos left. I just can only get to 3. And there's a hurricane coming, and the rodeo will run. It will not cancel. It's just kind of like, I'm not safe, basically, is what I'm saying. I have to just kind of see what happens, and we're still very much engaged with making this goal happen. I just happen to be able to come home for a day. I have 3 rodeos this week, but I get to come home and, like, actually, I have 4 rodeos this week. What am I thinking? Anyway, I get to sleep at Hotel McRae and keep my horses at Dynasty Equine, and it's just glorious, and I'm so excited. I hope you've had a great couple of weeks since we've been apart. So in the meantime of all of this, and I always try to go with my gut, and I tell you guys, like, I always try to rationalize, like, why is my behavior this way? Why am I behaving in this way, and how can I dissect that thing a little bit more closely, and why am I so tied to this belief? I have a really cool neighbor. I don't even know what his job title is. He's a psychologist, psychiatrist, I don't know. And he just talked to me about, like, hey, you're evolving, and you're evolving really quickly. And I follow you on Instagram, and he's like, you know, you're just blooming, and you're going, and some people are going to understand it, and some people are not, and some people are going to think you're a freak, and other people are going to see how much you've evolved. And he was like, you know, that's just where social media gets kind of crappy, is that he's like, then you got cancel culture, and, like, people are going to try to cancel you just for attention, because then they're going to get all the likes and the comments and the whatever else, and it makes them feel significant, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that kind of happened. Like, some chick just, like, spread a bunch of rumors and whatever else. It was not a big deal to me, to the world. It's really funny to see how everybody gets involved and they kind of lose sight that there's a couple of people involved. It, like, in yoga and meditation, which I practice a ton, you have to be mindful of the moment, right? So, like, in that moment, what's actually happening to me? Nothing. Is anybody showing up to my house and, like, throwing rocks at me? No. Is the world coming to an end? Is anything suffering? Is there anything going badly other than, you know, some people have comments about how you live or how you do things or whatever? No, there's literally nothing happening. And so then I get all these DMs and these comments of, like, oh, I'm so sorry you're getting all this hate and you're getting all this. I'm not getting anything. You don't understand. I'm watching people express their emotions and project their pain in toxic places where they can't get help. I'm not getting anything. And so it made me take a little bit closer look at, like, why in the world am I allowing 300,000 strangers to give me this much feedback? And I recently just watched some documentary on social media, and it was like, you know, the human brain is not meant to get feedback from 10,000 people or 500 people or even 50 people. It's the human brain, just, like, it's that's, it can't handle it. And before I turned all my comments off, I was trying to rationalize through, like, I recently, like, I debate everything with myself and I feel like I find so much growth. Like, why did my mom pass away of cancer? And then I had this big debate with myself, like, we need to do more research. We need to find out. And then I adjusted my diet accordingly. And then it made me question literally everything about every process in my life where I'm like, okay, I guess I need to follow the money trail and, like, do my research and I need to figure this out. And, it has shaped and changed me and my friends' lives for the better. And it's been crazy, like, just because of that, of like, okay, why am I in a facility with thousands of people that have cancer? What am I missing here? Why am I not doing my own research? Why the doctors are literally coming to me for my recommendations for certain things because I've done more research nutritionally than they have done in 10 years of school. Sorry, my GPS is, trying to help me out. So for me, it's just like, once that happened, I started getting really, really excited about the various things that I could research. And one of them was like, okay, if my day is like going through comments just to make sure somebody's not barking at me or tearing at me or whatever, I should look more into why am I allowing this feedback. I've told everybody, hey, create boundaries and be around the five people that you want to be like the most and watch who your friends are and all of these different things. And yet I allowed the, social media is a breeding ground for like people to just throw up and project their poison onto everybody. Like, I went on to like some real celebrities' Instagrams. Like, I went on to like the Kardashians' Instagram, and I went on to like different beauty influencers and whatnot. And I was just like, oh my God, like the things people are saying are just like the most absurd. I got upset. I got nauseous. And I was like, okay, this isn't healthy. Like, this is not healthy. And it's the exact same as us like living our day-to-day lives. Like, why do we allow that crazy mother-in-law or the obnoxious sister, or maybe it's one of your kids or whatever it is. Why do we allow that you know why I love podcasting? And I asked myself, I was like, why do I love this so much? Because I don't hear any feedback. I don't hear any feedback. And I ask you guys for feedback and I'm like, I would love to know, like, am I doing good? How am I doing? Is this okay? Is this adding value to your life? I don't want to talk to myself and not add value to your life or use my platform or my space to do something really, really cool for free that would somehow empower you to change your life for the better and live this life that I feel like I'm so lucky to live. Maybe everybody could live it. And so I get this like little tidbits of feedback that are like, I listen to your podcast. It's freaking awesome. And I realize that most people don't comment on stuff. Most people that follow someone don't, they might not even like your stuff. They might not even like or comment on your stuff. So you really aren't getting a good gauge of what that feedback is. That person's just scrolling going, that look good. And then they go on. And I'm like, holy crap. The amount of like attaboys I've gotten in person, which means so much more to me, is really crazy. So basically I dissected this down and realized, okay, I'm going to turn these comments completely off. And I realized, oh, well, what's going to happen is they're going to, you know, all these people are going to say, like, oh, she can't take the heat and she's hiding something. And, you know, oh, she's, you know, she's just awful and terrible and whatever else. And then I thought, that is, again, that's the same poison, exact same poison. Why don't I just trust myself and my own intuition and realize that no human is meant to take this kind of feedback? And then when I looked a little further into it, I thought, man, I will be a little bit less inclined to, maybe I've been manipulative. And that's a really hard pill to swallow also. Maybe I've been manipulative. And I think we all have. So to be fair to myself, I think we all have been manipulative. And let me tell you why. Because when we get the dopamine from the thing that we love, from the thing that we do, when we make that post and we wear that outfit and we, whatever, we say, you know, whatever we say, when we do that thing, we are getting a dopamine dump of, I really, really love that, or I really didn't love that, or whatever it may be. And before long, the human brain calculates the thing that feels the best. Okay, so whatever got you the most stuff, that gives you the dopamine dump. And then we start to try to do that. So let me just summarize this for you. My comments are off more for the positivity than any negativity I would ever receive. Because negativity, I know 100%, like, okay, that's you projecting pain. Because, like, who comments negative on somebody's stuff? Like, that's the most bizarre. That's so weird to me. Like, when I talk about weird stuff, like, that's so weird to me that you would take the time to type something. I don't even care if you're a friend of mine and you've typed something negative in somebody's comments where everyone can see it. That's weird. That's really weird. It's really, really weird to me that you would do that. And even if I love you as a person, if you do that, it's really weird. Just because I know what that person will, like, spiral and go through. And it's just weird to me that people take the time to say, like, crazy stuff on people's social media. And just so you know, if you've received any type of negativity, it's weird that person typed that to you. Like, that's weird. Just so you don't feel crazy, that's freaking weird. People don't do that. I would say 99.9% of all the people that follow me, that kind of like what I do, probably have never messaged me or never commented on my stuff. And I've just realized that. But back to what's so toxic is the good stuff. The you're so pretty when. The oh, I love it when you. Oh, I just love seeing that. Oh, I just whatever. And then there's, of course, the backhanded compliments, you know, that you get that are just so bizarrely toxic. And when somebody gives you some, which I've gotten several in person, and there's literally like three states in the world that I've noticed when I go to these states, everybody gives me a backhanded compliment that's so toxic that it's like, who raised you? I've gotten in my vehicle and looked at my dad and been like, who raised that person? Why would you literally say that? That is the most, and they honestly thought they were giving me a compliment, but because of their toxic past, they had no idea how insulting it was that they said the certain things that they said. And I'm just like, wow, you have a lot you got to work through, because you just said that to a stranger that you've never met and you looked him in the eye and you said that crap. And that's really, really bizarre. And they really think they're delivering a compliment. And I don't even think that later on they'll even realize what they say. I don't think they have the self-awareness to be like, holy shit, I just like 100% insulted her. Or like, wow, the thing I said was really toxic. I can't tell you in person how many times people have told me, I thought you were like 40 pounds heavier. Wow, you look great. I'm like, okay. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know how to process that. I am a size 4. Sometimes I'm a size 6. That's where it's at. My horse is small. You are toxic. Like, what if I was 50 pounds heavier? Like, what does that make it to? Who raised you? Who raised you to think that that's in some way bad, or you could comment on that and call me fluffy? Like, who? Okay. And I just look at them and I go, okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Like, okay. But those things kind of stick with us. I mean, I can remember things that were said to me in kindergarten. So, you know, not hearing the feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. I've made crazy decisions about what horse I ride at rodeos because I'm so worried about people going, well, oh, is your horse retired? Is she hurt? Like, I've made some dumb decisions based on this manipulation of these things. And I just don't want you to feel like you're the only one that's going through that. And I know this podcast is getting long, but I'm super passionate about this. I don't say a lot of things on social media because I don't want to harm the ratio that people might like me, or that I may upset someone, or I may whatever. And I mean, it's going to take me years and years and years to like unconditioned myself to live up to a standard that someone else has created for me. But you know what? My standard is higher than all of those people. My standard for myself is higher than of the people that, you know, my standard is so high for myself. And I hope that this, if you hear nothing, hear this. My standard is higher than the person that thinks that I look dumb when I wear a helmet, or higher than the person that thinks it's stupid that I wear tie-dye from time to time because she doesn't understand anything about branding, because my standard for myself is higher than that. It may insult you that my standard is where it is, but that's on you. That's on you that I didn't have a kid by this age. That's on you that I didn't provide you an event to go to because your life is boring. That's on you that my lashes make you feel uncomfortable or insecure at 7 a.m. That's on you. That's on you. So that's on them. And I want that to soak in. And those kind of comments are not okay. And honest to God, in my journey, I gave Baby Flo time off, my main horse. I gave her time off, and I'm still trying to win tour points. And I go and I pick up my young horse and I get in my truck, and my confidence is up because I turned comments off 2 weeks ago, and I created a boundary with certain people that were DMing me that were still allowed to DM me. And I created a boundary with them and said, you're not allowed to DM me anymore. You're very toxic when you DM, and I'm sorry, but you need to go to a licensed therapist for what you're dealing with. But you say really toxic things when you get upset. And here I am just trying to be like a mentor and somebody good for you to bounce ideas off of. And boom, it's like the floodgates opened, the sky opened, and I was able to just focus on my goal. And I feel like because of that, I've been a better mentor to those who choose to follow me and, you know, aspire to do the things that I've done in my life. I feel like because I have finally put the oxygen on me first before helping someone else, I've unleashed this next side of myself. And I say all this not to be like, oh, I'm so great. Oh, I'm so good at all these things. Just saying this level of self-awareness for what I can't handle. I absolutely cannot handle feedback from 300,000 people. I don't know who I thought I was. And there must be some level of arrogance and ego that made me think that I was okay to take all of this feedback and not draw a fabulous boundary. I don't know who I thought I was, but that ain't it, sis. I have to, and I don't know who you think you are with who you're allowing to have feedback in your life, but maybe it's okay to just say uncle and be like, I just can't. The freedom and confidence that I'm currently experiencing is something I have not experienced in probably 5 years. And that confidence has poured over to everything. The way I count my macros. Like if I need to take 2 days off because it's that time of the month, like I take 2 days off and I don't shame myself. I'm not shaming myself. You know why? Because everybody else shamed me before. And now I'm just listening to me, my family, my spouse, like that's who I'm listening to. And when you have so few voices to listen to, you can hear them crystal clear. And it's so beautiful. So I kind of made a little highlights section for comments on my Instagram, and I put that there just because, like, from time to time, like, my DMs are very hard to get through now. So I'm probably not going to see a DM. But if you can get through on the DMs, like, it's, if anybody asks, I put it there. It's not a big deal. If you do this on your social media, I highly, highly recommend it. Just so you can't manipulate. I was contacted by the FBI, and I'm so excited to do a video for them. And in my comments highlight on Instagram, I said, it is not my job to filter everything I say because you're a lazy parent. It's not my job to parent your children. Your children are DMing me great things, suicidal things, hateful things. Also, PS, the children with the Bible verses in their bio, those are the ones coming for me. They've manipulated you. They've manipulated, I know for a fact which kid is gonna be the meanest. And the FBI contacted me after I said that, and they said, can you please make a video for parents? please, for the love of God. And I said, I would be 1000% grateful. They said children are being trafficked at an alarming rate because of social media and because they are getting the likes and dopamine from social media and not at home. And their parents are just saying, oh, I don't even know how to work Snapchat. Like, I'm not even going to get to, I don't care about TikTok. I don't even know what that is. Like, oh, I never get on YouTube. I have no idea what that is. And these are people that are my age. I'm like, what is wrong? Why did you just decide to die early? Like, you just decided 30 was old and you just decided to lay down and die and have no clue what's going on in the world, no clue what's going on in pop culture. I want to know what things mean so that I know when a little kid's talking shit to me. I want to know what things mean so I know like if I could speak Vietnamese in a nail salon, that is the dream, right? Like, that's the dream. And it's the same. Like, I want to know what you're saying and what the trends are because I want to know what you're doing or how I'm being referenced or whatever. Like, I want to know. Yeah, I'm busy, but man, I want to know what's going on. Like, I'm not willing to call this age old. Like, that's absolutely absurd and insane, especially because we have so many centenarians now that are living to be well over 100 years old. Like, you can't force me to roll over and play dead. So the FBI, I get to make a video this week for the FBI letting parents know, hey, when you don't pay attention to your kids and they get dopamine from showing their butts in really sexualized ways online, they get their dopamine from somebody else that is posing as a 16-year-old boy when really it's a 50-year-old man that is a sexual predator. And now you've trained them because of likes and comments that this is okay, that this is okay, and you don't want to get to know the app, so you have no idea what this little girl is DMing or this little boy is DMing or whatever. And now you've released your child onto the internet because you think it's okay to get all this feedback because you're on Facebook and you're typing bad comments on people's stuff or you're whatever, and you're in your own war and you're not able to listen because you're taking all this feedback and you're so worried about how you'll look online to your friends and to the Joneses. You can't see the forest for the trees. I'm going to get off my soapbox now. All I'm saying is, if Instagram could even take out the likes, that would be fantastic, just so we can't manipulate. I really like to look a certain way. I like my hair to look a certain way. I like to wear makeup. I like to whatever. And I literally have concealed, I literally dress Amish. I'm talking, I cover everything up because I'm so worried that if I'm expressing my feminine side, I will offend someone that is less secure. No mas, senorita. No mas. I will do so in a way. I'm very grateful that I've earned the respect of so many parents. So obviously I'm not going to do anything that would make somebody uncomfortable. But at the same time, I'm not going to do the heavy lifting for you. If I'm posting something that your 4-year-old shouldn't see, you should be monitoring that before handing a device to your 4-year-old and then leaving them alone for me to babysit. Period. Dot. So, same thing for you. Is this the longest podcast I've ever done? Have I missed you guys this much? I miss you. In case you didn't know. So however this could be eye-opening for you, however many people you are hearing feedback from, however many people you realize that you're getting likes from that maybe don't have your best interests in mind, maybe you need to take a look at that. And it's okay for you to have multiple sides. And that will be my next podcast, is how many sides of you there are and how it's okay to show all of those sides. I just showed a really masculine side of me, like driving a truck and repairing a truck and hauling buckets and doing logistics and da-da-da-da. But guess what? I came home and I'm wifey now. I'm wifey and I'm also a masculine business owner, but a very feminine wife. So all of those sides are going to show. And whoever that makes insecure is none of my business. None of it. And whatever you're going through and whatever sides of yourself you want to show, it's none of your business. It's a virtual scrapbook and no one has to follow along. It is a virtual, beautiful, little digital scrapbook for you. And if you want it to be private, you can make it private. And if you want to completely turn it off, you can completely turn it off. And if you want to print out some pictures at Walmart and put them in frames and be old school and put them on the wall, you can do that too. I just hope that this podcast allows you some freedom. I hope that it makes you take a deep breath and go, I am not crazy. Maybe all the people around me are a little bit crazier than I estimated. Then I hope that it makes you feel so refreshed and so brand new. And I hope that this influences your life in some way positively. My little feedback, I only want to be a positive influence on you, never a negative or manipulative influence on you. So I hope that you got a lot from today, good, bad, or indifferent. I hope that it helps you in your journey. I love you guys. I can't wait to talk to you very, very soon.